This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Elizabeth Carey at the AAA of Western and Central New York is with us on the Trocare College Live Line on WBEN. Real ID, now in effect. Elizabeth, would you say that most people know about Real ID, and how compliant do you think Western New York is?
Well, Western New York might be more compliant than other areas because we're so close to the border. So a lot of people do that have that enhanced driver's license that is a Real ID so they can cross into Canada. However, there's been a lot of excitement and a lot of news headlines about Real ID lately, and definitely a lot of confusion with it. Even at AAA, we've seen a lot of people coming in with misconceptions. A lot of the news headlines said, get your Real ID by May 7th. People thought, oh, I have to get it by May 7th, and I can't get it after that. You can get your Real ID anytime you want to. They're going to start requiring it today in airports to travel even across the country.
All right, so that's what you need. But we're still hearing about a little bit of wiggle room. You know, oh, if you don't have your Real ID, you can't fly. And then at the same time, I've heard from the TSA in the past 24 hours, if you don't have your Real ID, it's going to take you about 30 minutes longer to go through the security and screening process than it normally would. So, okay, well, I can't fly. It'll just take me longer. So there's still some confusion there with the rules, isn't there?
Yeah, and I would say get your Real ID and make sure you have it. You don't want to deal with being turned away, missing your flight, holding up other people in line. If you have any plans to travel anytime in the near future, go get that Real ID. Another confusion thing, passport. If you have a passport, you're good to go. You can go travel anywhere. You can go across the country. You can go out of the country. So you don't have to have that Real ID. So a passport's number one. If you have that, you're good to go. So that was another point of confusion.
Yeah, a passport, Nexus card, that's also good. And an enhanced driver's license, like you mentioned. How many questions, though, are you getting at the AAA? Like, do people think that they, in addition to their driver's license, that they also need a Real ID?
Yeah, so there's a lot of confusion and people aren't sure what a Real ID is. So if you have a star or a flag on your driver's license or your non-driver ID, that's Real ID and you're all set. Another question people are coming into AAA with are, I'm here to get my Real ID. We don't do that here. In New York City, AAA offices do offer DMV services, but up here, all the DMV services are through the county clerk's offices. So we don't offer DMV services at AAA, but people happen to see a news headline that came out of New York City. So we feel terrible when people are walking into AAA thinking they can get a Real ID there. You can get your passport photo. You can get your international driving permit. You can get all kinds of other things at AAA, but not your Real ID. So you'll have to go to the Erie County Clerk's office to get that or whoever your county clerk is.
All right. Do not go to the AAA looking for your Real ID. It's made travel maybe a little bit complicated for some people, just the delay in getting that ID if you already had some travel plans booked. But going forward, I mean, are we in decent shape? You know, people the AAA deals with in booking trips, I'm sure well in advance of when they're taken. Are most people kind of aware of this and ready to go?
Yes, we have been trying to make people aware. So if they're booking through a travel agent, they're aware. But, you know, a lot of people just go and book online or something like that, too. So hoping that they did their homework and that they're prepared. And you're right about people traveling in advance, because we've had some questions about, is summer travel going to slow down? And right now, there's no sign of that. It looks like it's going to be some strong summer travel season, but a lot of those trips were booked around Christmas time or, you know, early in the year in January. So, you know, a lot of people have things planned in advance. Will things slow down in the fall or holiday travel? Only time will tell. But right now it looks like it's going to be a very busy summer travel season. People have had plans made for an extended period of time, so they should have their real
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
ID ready.
If you're flying, let's say today or soon, would you get to the airport extra early because of this change?
If it was today, I'd say yes, get to the airport a little early to be on the safe side, maybe even over the next couple of days. But I think for the long term, if you're getting to the airport 90 minutes or 2 hours in advance, depending on if it's a holiday season or what time your flight is, that should be good to go at the Buffalo airport. You know, we have seen very, very busy long lines at different airports over the Easter travel season and spring break travel season, and that's going to pick up again with summer travel with Memorial Day and 4th of July as well. So keep that in mind. But again, making sure that you're ready to go through TSA can help you and help others at the airport. Making sure you have the right ID, making sure you're not trying to bring large amounts of liquid or anything with you. You don't have anything like a pocket knife or anything with you. All that helps when you're going through TSA so you can move through quickly, help the workers do their jobs, and get to your flight on time.
You know, how do you best prepare for delays? And not just talking about the delay at TSA or the check-in line because of this real ID, but everything we've heard this week about what's happening in Newark, which a lot of people fly through or maybe even fly to as or out of as their destination to New York City. I mean, some delays up to 4 hours or longer. It's just kind of crazy. But these problems kind of pop up in different areas of the country, even if it's not in a place that's a big hub airport like Newark is. What's the best way that you can prepare ahead of time for that possibility of delay?
Well, the best thing that you can do is sign up for your airline's app, and that way you can sign up for text alerts with your specific flight. So you're going to get information if there's any flight delays regarding your individual flight. So that's a really handy tool. You can also go on the Buffalo, for example, Buffalo Airport's website, and they list any delays on the website. So that's handy too. So just using that technology to your advantage so you're ready to go, making sure the airline has your phone number and your contact information in case they need to reach you. And then just being prepared and realizing, you know, busy airports get there extra early. We're talking about Buffalo Airport, 90 minutes to 2 hours. So if you're going through a large airport, you see the things happening in Newark, the Orlando airport's been really busy. People have been talking about the Aruba airport and how hard it is to get through customs there. You need to get there several hours in advance.
You know, the Newark situation has to be impacting Buffalo travelers, right, with these extensive delays because of a shortage of air traffic controllers?
Yes, they have, you know, a lot of people locally do use the Newark airport for all the reasons that you had mentioned. So, you know, this is something that there's been a concern with, you know, will this air traffic controller situation impact flights? So it's something that you just have to be prepared for and deal with. And you know, sometimes travelers might be stuck if that's their connecting airport for an international flight, and then they're stuck waiting or there's delays. Just try to be patient and work through it.
Yeah, try. It's easier said than done in a lot of cases when you're looking at all of this. You know, everything that was said and done, it's been a little bit since we've checked in with you. Are people still, you know, booking those summer travel plans, you know, the busy vacation times? Are people still going out there traveling, or has there been any sort of slowdown because of the economy?
You know, like I said, right now, all signs point to a very busy summer travel season. A lot of the people had flights and vacation packages booked before the economy, you know, and there were some economic concerns or consumer issues. So this is, should be a good to go summer. Again, we're keeping an eye on fall and winter to see what that might bring. But right now, travel's up. A lot of people traveling across the country, staying within the United States, but also a lot of people cruising. You know, European river cruises are also up. So people are still looking to get out and about. It's almost like people are now prioritizing travel. And they want to get out and they want to see the world. So it used to be, oh, this is going to be something I have to splurge on. But now it's something that's part of my budget because I really want to do it.
Yeah, making time for it. All right, Elizabeth, thanks so much. We appreciate you calling or joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you.
Elizabeth Carey with the AAA of Western and Central New York.